You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. I'd like to talk a lot today about what's going on in our political sphere because it is game on. And what's happening is intimately connected to our healthcare system. I'm not sure if you saw the debate, Dave, probably not, but there was a section or a question about the Affordable Care Act, which had me rolling on the floor. I mean, the question was about how expensive it is, how nobody can afford to use the healthcare system, which is totally like reality check. And Hillary Clinton's response was, everything's awesome, and we should double down on it, and there's only a few tweaks that we need to make. And it occurred to me that, you know, in her mind, in her world, in the progressive mindset, yeah, it is awesome because it's about to fall apart at the seams and just get destroyed. And they already have their answer, which is single payer.
But yet, did you hear Bill and his?
Oh, yeah. He told the truth. Yeah. It's terrible for the middle class. I've always said it's a transfer of wealth from the middle class to the government in fines and fees and taxes and to the insurance company in your premiums. They're working together. I bought you a film called The Enemies Within. You have to watch this. It's by Trevor Loudon, and I really hope that everybody listening to this podcast and show will go online to YouTube and look up Trevor Loudon, and his book is called The Enemies Within, and he has a movie which came out recently. And what it talks about is the change of our system And the actual active changing of our system into a socialized communist-based system. And it sounds crazy because you think, hey, this is America. It's all about democracy and having a republic. But I can assure you, this is not what we think it's been going on, is not what's been happening. And it's brilliant in its duplicity and hell-bentness, if that's a word, on moving our system from one that is based on the will of the people to the will of a cabal, where it's about controlling the minds, the pocketbooks, the health, you name it, it wants to be controlled by this system. And the progressive wing has done a masterful job of changing language. So it's really, if I were a psychiatrist, I think I'd be fascinated right now, because it's all about not what they say, not, all right, saying things but not really meaning the same thing that you think it means, okay? So let's go to the juxtaposition of Trump versus Bill Clinton and this history of sexual assault and sexualized language. There's a conflation going on between what Trump said and what Clinton did. And they're literally trying to tie saying disgusting things about women to sexual assault. That is a completely different thing. But because it's this onslaught of this is what I say it means, and the media being complicit with carrying on that meme over and over, for those of us who are not paying attention or, let's face it, may have a little bit of a weak mindedness who like to be told how to think, this is painting Trump in the same category as what Clinton has done and alleged to have done, or what she did with helping a rapist get off. I really hope people are reading, you know, taking time out and doing their own due diligence and reading this stuff. I saw the video of the video and audio of what she said about the young child, the 12-year-old who was raped, and the fact that she gloried in the fact that she could play the game to get this guy off by blaming the victim. Their whole argument was, she's a 12-year-old, and she fantasized about him, and she wanted him, and it's her fault that it happened. That was the playbook. And by muddying that water, by demeaning the victim, by saying she asked for it, and she fantasized about it, he got off. And she said, well, I'll never believe in a what do you call those things? A lie detector test again, because she knew the guy was lying. Now, I understand you have to get your client off. That is what you do as a defender. But there's an ethical and moral line between defending somebody and playing dirty, where you destroy a child even more. She was in a coma. I don't think she can even have children, frankly. And this is what you do to get a pig off. That's the mindset we're doing. The ends justify the means. And if that means that you have to demean the victim, take them out, literally lie to get what you want, and then when you get caught, say you're a victim. This is what goes on. This is the mindset of that system. So when you think about what the country's going through in the last 8 years, well, more than that, but really on the downslide in the last 8 years. What are the polls? 60-70% people say we're on the wrong track? Well, for a candidate to say, I'm going to double down because everything's great, does that just not give you some support, some sort of pause, cognitive dissonance? And what they're doing with all of the subterfuge and muddying the water is to make you look at the shiny thing. It's nothing to do with Russia, right? This whole thing about Russians hacking and just lies about how I don't know if it was our intelligence system that said that it was Russia doing it. They never said that. But you just make up stuff as you go along, and you make people think that I guess they don't believe their lying eyes kind of thing, and you can get away with stuff. But what I want to focus on is what was in the leaks. What did they really say about people? Who cares? Even less worst case scenario, it was Russia that did it, which I don't believe it is. Nobody knows who did it. As a matter of fact, I take that back. I don't know if you know Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano. He has a video which came out that said he's spoken with members of the NSA and the intelligence agency, and they did it because they were so upset that she couldn't protect state secrets and that people died because she just let everybody's name out, that they didn't want her anywhere near the White House, so they leaked it. Well, you think they'd ever mention that? They're not going to say that. They'll say it's Russia. But in actuality, it was probably an inside job. Well, actually, it was, based on what he was told by somebody who did it. So all of this split everybody into small little camps. Everybody they're black, they're white, they're Jewish, they're gay, they're straight, they're atheist, they're Christian. That's how they do it. That is the ultimate divide and conquer by algorithm. They study how to piss people off, how to make people work against their own interests. And for those that are in this sect, this progressive sect, their whole job is to damage and destroy the system, cause chaos so you can create your, quote, utopia. Socialized medicine, totalitarian government, complete control of your pocketbook, your mind, what you say. It's tragic, really. And it's brilliant at the same time because it's been going on for years. It's not new. That video was just an eye-opening experience for me. And the way he says this rolls out is based in the unions, because initially the unions were anti-communist. If you couldn't be a member, if you had that mindset, the leaders of it, I think George Meany, that was one of the examples of the, I think it was teams, no, AFL-CIO, I can't remember which one he ran, but it was totally anti-communist. And back in the day, this is interesting how the mindset and the meme changes. It was no foreign worker is allowed in our country because it damages our union members. It lowers the money that can be paid to them. It lowers their standard of living. We're not going to have it. And then when the Democratic Socialists of America, that's the communists, they took over. They run Teamsters, AFL-CIO. They run it. And the mindset changed. Now we needed undocumented workers to come in because somehow it strengthened. Well, no. It paid dues and it strengthened the union. Because remember, I think under Reagan, the unions went down. And he put a kibosh on the freewheeling crap that they were doing, and that stopped. And then it went the opposite way. And you can see how the rug got pulled, because not only did the unions turn towards open borders to get members, to get power, to get more influence, but the Republicans did the same thing through the Chamber of Commerce. So you have big business saying, well, we want cheap labor. We don't want to pay union workers. We want these guys to come in, undocumented, so they'll be at the mercy of the employer, right? So both of them are working together. And I think the if you're really honest with yourself, the people that suffer most are Americans, because you've got labor force that you can't compete against. Standard of wages have gone down, right? We haven't had a raise in how many years? I can't remember what the statistic is. It's a long time. The unions are... I remember my mom worked as a teacher in New York. She had to pay her dues. Came out of her paycheck, whether she wanted to or not. And when she passed away, she wrote me as a beneficiary of her... all the dues she paid for all the years she worked. And they denied it to me, because they said she died after she retired. So all the money she had put into her pot for her child was taken by the union. That's how this works, people. Anything you can do to change the game, at the pull the rug at the very end, you think you got something, those guys are making out like bandits in the upper levels. It's the same story. It's like a template. They're running the show. They tell you when to strike, and they're living large on your dime. But when you really need them, they're not there for you. I mean, it's pretty clear, right? And then all of the, I wouldn't say all, but most of the, 80 congressional progressive caucus members, every single one of them are either communist, belong to the Democratic Social, Socialists of America, take money from them. And what's really, really interesting, it'll blow your mind, Dave, is that CARE, you know, the Muslim organization, is in bed with them. So they're taking money from them. They're all in cahoots to change the system. Open borders, no vetting, refugees, open borders. This is a meme to this. It's a reason for this. And it's just shocking. But they're using our goodness against us, because most Americans really do want to help people. I think we probably meet the most generous country in the world in terms of giving when people are in need. I can't name any other country who's more generous than we are. And they're using that against us. So bring them in. You're bad if you think they should be vetted. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Why would you bring people from a part of the world in strife who tell you that they're going to embed people to try to hurt you within the refugee population? They told you that. They told you their playbook. But no, let's just let them all in. And all of the heart, you know, string pulling with children looking injured on TV, I get that, because it makes people's guards go down further. Well, that one child that we bring in is worth the risk of bringing in 15 people who are going to want to hurt us. It's counterproductive and counterintuitive. And I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but we need to wake up.
It's going to be interesting after Matthew, the Hurricane Matthew, that obviously did a lot of damage in Haiti and a lot of damage on our coast.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how they're going to accept the Clinton Foundation when they offer help that they offered.
They already offered help. You didn't see the tweet?
No.
Oh, before it was out of Haiti, practically, Bill Clinton put out a tweet of how people should support the Clinton Foundation so they can support Haiti. What? 10%, if that, went to the Haitians. The rest went to friends of. It's disgusting. I mean, I've seen some of these on 60 Minutes where after this, 300,000 people died in that earthquake initially. I don't even know how many are dead now from cholera, from everything else. None of that money went to those folks. Like, they built one factory on a part of the island that wasn't affected. That was it. They don't even have houses. They're living in tents still. It's unacceptable. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. George. Join me Wednesday mornings for Medicine on Call and participate in a lively conversation. Learn what's happening behind the headlines in medicine. Understand Obamacare and learn how to protect yourself and navigate the system.
Obamacare is failing. We all know that, but you need to know why and what you can do to get us back on the right track. Visit us at ObamacareWatch.org. This is Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. Join us at ObamacareWatch.org.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is americaswebradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, I think one of the most important things that we can do is to pay attention. This election, if it runs the way the people that I just talked about want it to run, first of all, we'll only have one party. We only kind of only have one party now. We can discuss that in a minute. But we will really only have one party going forward. They say there's 11 million undocumented immigrants in our country. I think there's a heck of a lot more, and they're coming by the droves every day. The WikiLeaks is just part of what's been coming out, but even the person who runs the election board in New York has said without a doubt that their voter registration is completely tainted. They've given them cards in New York, some ID cards, which becomes their identification. You don't have to be a citizen. You don't have to prove any documentation to get them. You just get them. So that means anybody in the city who produces this card can vote. It's complete nonsense. Why have a country if you don't have citizens that have the rights of citizens? You've just lost your right as a citizen when you lost your right to vote. When you have people coming into a system that are voting the interests of the powers that put them in the country. They're going to be Democratic-leaning. They know this. And in their mindset, for the next 80, 90 years, these people will vote Democratic. And as they vote Democratic, everything that the country stands for changes. These are not pro-business people. These are not conservatives. They might be social conservatives, but they're not conservatives in terms of government handouts. They love them. You know, that's how it's based. The government supports everybody.
Do you think a person on welfare should be able to vote?
I do. If they're not a criminal, sure. I mean, it's not their fault they're on welfare unless they're gaming the system, but I think most of the people really do need it. They're not gaming it. And it takes a few bad apples to screw up for everybody, as with everything. But it's not a crime to be on welfare. The problem is the government is giving it to everybody and their mother. So as soon as you walk into the country, if you're coming as a refugee, you're getting $8,000 a month. That's more than a Social Security recipient. That's more than a welfare recipient, frankly, just to be in the country, because the Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church, and God knows who else are sponsoring people to come in, and they're getting paid too. This is an absolute economic system that runs parallel to our system. That money is coming from somewhere. The Catholic and whatever church is taking in these folks and advocating for them, and I would say also Democratic Socialists of America are, and anybody who's going to get someone who is beholden and dependent on them, who will become loyal to them, you want in your country. So they use the statistic that last election, Romney lost to Obama by 2 million votes. If 11 million people are given legality and citizenship and they vote Democratic and the last election was lost by 2 million, what do you think is going to happen? There'll never be another Republican anything. Congress, president, they won't be. And then by extension, the judiciary, you know, the Supreme Court, then you're going to have people coming in, no Second Amendment, no separation of, well, I guess they do have separation of church and state because...
That's not any place. That's not in the Constitution. It's not an amendment. It's nothing. It was a letter from a lady that was having... her church was having a discussion about something, and so she went to Jefferson, I believe it was, and said, will you intervene? And he said, no. keeping church and state separate. But everybody thinks that it's not in the Constitution. It's not anywhere.
That's interesting.
It's just that's Jefferson said, no, I won't bring, as president, I will not intervene in a church matter.
I'll tell you what you will get. It will be the opposite. No mention or assertion of God in anything.
We have this stupid thing that if, you know, as a church is a 501, if the minister from the pulpit says, don't vote for, or we're supporting so-and-so, they get cut off.
Well, it's the same, how can I put it, the game that the government plays. They give you money, and they control you. It's the same thing. Whoever holds the purse strings has the power. If it's not you, you potentially have the possibility of becoming a slave unwillingly because they control you. If they're going to dole out your education, your health care, the money you get, then in Europe they want to give people, I think it was Sweden, they want to give people a certain amount of money monthly, just out of hand, just the government give you money, as a Swedish citizen or not. It's the stupidest thing ever, because when that little spigot turns off, you're going to be on the hook. You know, you can't depend on anybody but yourself. I mean, this is a mantra of the show. There's no freebies out there, people. You may look great at the time, the free phone, the free internet, the this and that, but it's not free at all. Free health care, that's going to come with vaccines out the wazoo. When you get really sick, you're going to be triaged in such a way by the computer Watson. Did you see that on 60 Minutes this week? Well, they're talking about how awesome artificial intelligence is. And they give the example of Watson, the IBM computer that has played Jeopardy, and now it's being used in the healthcare system. It's already being used in the VA, by the way. And so doctors use that to help diagnose, to help triage, to help decide if the patient needs to get treatment, and if so, what kind of treatment. And because this is an artificial intelligence, it's only going to give you the facts, not the ethics, not the humanity. So when you get diagnosed with something kind of crazed that statistically there's no research on, there's no cure for, that computer is going to tell the doctor, this person needs hospice. Or on that ventilator, pull the plug. That's where we're going with this. And then they had a conversation, I'm sorry I'm digressing, but this is really kind of interesting, a computer that they're creating to become more human. So it gets information, and it's able to start making new connections to integrate this information. And so the guy, Charlie Rose, asks the computer, you know, about itself. And it says, I want to be the smartest person in the world, smarter than any human, and I want to be immortal. What the? Are you kidding me? Okay, so how many science fiction movies have you seen? Battlestar Galactica, anybody? Where the computer, of course, becomes sentient. Singularity is what it's called. And they decide to take out humans because we're nothing. This is where we're going. You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I've said that multiple times. And we're seeing science become almost a religion, where it's being worshipped, where it's better than we are. I don't think it's better than we are. It's a tool for us to use. It should never be given a or be put in a position where it can dominate us. That's a problem. And it's from people who, you know, if I really want to be honest, I think they feel less than. So they have to control the situation, and they can't compete with anybody because they'll lose. So let's rig the game. Let's rig the system so that we win, so you lose, we win, we win, we win. That's really what's going on, and it's carried over into the political system. I put a Facebook post out last night after all this WikiLeaks stuff. Every day there's some stuff coming out, and the media is complicit. They have to, the campaign, the Clinton campaign coordinates with the media and decides what quotes can be put in. They have the final say-so on what's out in a story. They have the media shilling for them 24/7. When she passed out, I'm quite sure that never would have ended up on the news cycle had that not have been a citizen journalist who put that on the internet. It never would have happened. And it's us as the citizens who are really driving the narrative, and they're doing everything they can to negate it. even so bad as to, I think Trump had a commercial on, or started a commercial, which talks about her health. It's fair game. Well, YouTube censored it and said it's damaging, you know, warning. You shouldn't watch this. This might be too much for you to watch. This is what goes on. And now the cool thing about WikiLeaks is that it's putting out there the innermost thoughts. We knew something was up. We just didn't know how bad it was. But this is from PAC coordination, polling coordination, media coordination, and it's an all-out assault. I think the system needs to change. I'm not happy with it. And if I ever had a thought about whether Trump was trying to help her win, that's out the window now. Because if all of this stuff en masse moving against him, he must be a threat to the system in some way. But he's an extension of us. They have disdain for us. He's a movement. He's not a person anymore. And I really, the minutiae that goes on to try to slime him and damage him, we really shouldn't fall for the trap. When everything they do and everything they said is superimposed on him, it's not him. There's no proof that he ever did business with the Russians, but there's proof that the Clinton Foundation worked with Russia to get them plutonium. Uranium. They did it. It's all in there. It wasn't him that's working with, you know, Libya or any of those people with a gun running. It's the government. And that came out last night. That was really fascinating. All this gun running to try to, you know, overthrow a government that's supposedly your friend. That's sick. How do you, if you have an ally, how can they possibly trust the United States when they do whatever they want to do? And they're blaming everybody else but the people who did it. And then the guy who they tried to run, or supposedly were supposed to run the guns through, they tried to throw him under the bus. And when he had the courage to say, well, if I'm going, you're going too, then they dropped the case. Does that not smack of something peculiar to you?
The more that comes out, the more mind-boggling it is.
It is, actually.
That we've gone this far, and we've let a small, in comparison, group of people run the whole show, and that was never the intent. I think you hit it on the head. And Huckabee came out and said, you know, the whining, crying Republicans that don't want Trump and won't support Trump, They're not scared of him losing. They're scared of him winning. That they're going to lose their cookie jar. They're going to lose their $1 million houses, their $10 million incomes that come from big business or wherever. You know, you wonder just how many people. I start to say, you wonder how many people are on the take in D.C. Maybe I should restate it. Who aren't on the take in D.C.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been there. I've talked to, you know, some of the aides up there. And the whole thing is about raising money. They live for, their whole reason for existence is the next campaign, the next, you know, getting enough money in their war chest to run. That's all they think about. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Obamacare is failing. We all know that, but you need to know why and what you can do to get us back on the right track. Visit us at ObamacareWatch.org. This is Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. Join us at ObamacareWatch.org.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Do you have problems with sinus pain and pressure? Do other people smell things that you don't? Have you lost the joy in eating because food just doesn't taste like it used to? Is your nose always stuffy no matter what you do? Maybe you have sinus or nasal polyps. These are generally benign growths that occur from chronic sinus infection or allergies that are either undertreated or have not been treated at all. At Peachtree ENT Center, we specialize in minimally invasive balloon dilation sinus surgery and correction of a deviated nasal septum and turbinate reduction surgery that can be done in the office. We use a state-of-the-art equipment so that you can see the problem. You will be a partner in your care, and together we will decide the course of treatment. We believe in old-fashioned medicine, where we take the time to fix the problem, not just medicate the symptoms. You can rest assured that all options will be offered before surgery is recommended, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Again, if you can ever hear what goes on in the breaks, we have to have a show just of that, right? We were just talking about the hypocrisy of the double standard and the pearl clutching that's been going on, when the people who are so outraged are not innocent of anything either. I mean, I think it was Chris Matthews had Katrina Pearson on, and she ended up mentioning, hey, the people in Congress, some of the people on that list who are anti-Trump, have issues with sexual harassment, etc., and he admitted it. So I just find it, I'm an adult. I can understand words versus deeds. It's 11 years ago, too, and I'm also a Christian. So for me to say that nobody changes in 11 years is ridiculous.
Speaking of that, you know, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Yeah, but as I said in the break, it's a psyop. So you know you're losing the campaign. What do? You try to pull the other person down into the mud with you, and then you have the help to pile on with the media, because all they need to do is run stories that are just one way or make up polls. And let's talk about the polls for a second. You have to see, you have to pay attention to who's running the polls, and you have to pay attention how large the sample is and who makes up the poll. So most of these polls that they've come up with after the debate and after the Democratic convention, they were majority Democratic sampling. So 53% Democratic, you're going to get a sample that most likely says that she's winning. Why don't you get one at least that's equal or representative of the actual electorate? I know there's a majority of Democrats, but it's not 50-some-odd percent.
But even at that, you can skew it with the questions that you ask.
That's very true. Statistics can mean anything
Donald
you want.
In the right place at the right time.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that was ridiculous, too, that he was standing over her. He was stalking her. She walked over into his side of the space, and he literally went and stood behind his chair. What is the guy supposed to do? I mean, that's just my favorite, too. He was sexist because he was calling her she. You can't make this stuff up. That's where people need to just say, I'm just done. I'm done. This is just ridiculous. You want me to be upset about somebody being called what they are? You're a man or you're a woman. It's just a biological point. Even Cain called himself a person. I'm going to be her right-hand person, not her right-hand man. What's wrong with you? But this is...
Which bathroom will he go to?
I really don't
the closest
care.
One?
It's retarded, honestly, on so many levels that we're being dragged into an argument based on nonsense.
That what you just said, all of this is nonsense. Have we heard any of them really come out, and particularly Hillary, she never answers anything. I haven't heard anything other than her criticizing Trump about his thoughts and policies towards ISIS. Well, I agree with him. We got to say,
she agreed with him. There's WikiLeaks of her saying that I think it was into Jordan. The refugees coming into Jordan, we know that some of them are jihadi, so they're out to do Jordan no harm. We can't vet them. This is an unsafe situation. She said it. Now all of a sudden, because it's us, it's okay. I mean, it's hypocrisy. But again, you have to understand the baseline of this. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that the progressive wing of the Congress was working in tandem with the Democratic Socialists of America and CARE. The other one is the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the third leg of this stool who's given money, who is embedded, who they speak for, who they become mouthpieces for, including her. And you can look at her right-hand woman and start asking yourself, what does she represent? It's come out in droves what her family did. She worked for a magazine which pushed Muslim Brotherhood rhetoric and theory. Her mother believes that women should have genital mutilation, female castration. How is that a feminist stance? Really? So this is a person that's in her ear. Saudi Arabia, she's taken billions probably from them, millions we know at least, and their whole thing is anti-women. I'm not going to stay in my house and not leave without being covered head to toe. I'm going to drive my car. No one's going to stop me. But their mindset is different than ours. And if you take money from them, you're beholden to them. And it's come out, too, that they're supporting ISIS. Them and Gutter both support ISIS. How on earth can you logically, you know, account for the fact you're taking money from a country like that? Clinton Foundation is buku money from all these people. And that's their biggest charity. You know, okay, let's say, but that's their biggest charity. They give to themselves. So they support it, don't they? I mean, come on, use some logic, people. If she's telling you how racist and sexist and homophobic and God knows whatever ist, she's saying Donald Trump is, there's really no proof. This tape, you know, it's not great. I'm not going to apologize or talk, you know, or defend it. But talk is different than action. I do believe that. And we've had action of 40 years of somebody complicit, selling the country down the river for self-promotion, self-aggrandize, making money. $500,000 a speech? That's a lot of money. And then they won't let you see any of the speeches? There's a problem with that. Why would anybody not question that? Especially when those speeches are to the things and the people that we have a problem with in our country. The banking system is totally out of control. How could the Wells Fargo chairman not be indicted or going to jail for what they did? That's theft and fraud, and I don't even know how many crimes. And they just fired people? Nobody goes to jail? He's the one who ran the scam, right? It's under his auspices that they were told, get it done. You know, get business in. They tell me they didn't know about it. They knew about it. And he just goes up and cries in Congress and he's free. Let me tell you, Dave, if it happened to you or me, we'd been in jail.
Oh.
Why does anybody have a problem with this?
If a tenth of the things that the Clintons have done and big business have done, Solyndra, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that whole thing. I mean, it's just everything.
Well, the sad thing is the same meme, right? Did you not hear already that we want to build our infrastructure and do clean energy, about, I don't know, 8 years ago? Didn't you hear it then when they started and they passed TARP? I heard that same thing. We give us the money and we'll build up the infrastructure. There's nothing that's gone down except their friends have gotten money. And now the big scam, it's just endless. I mean, it's trying to just wear people down with the endlessness of it. It's this global warming. There is no scientific proof. If you really go and look at the literature, that it's happening. First it was cooling, then it was warming. Neither one of them happened. Now you get climate change. Well, hello. It changes from day to day. You have 70 degrees one day, you got 80 degrees the next. This is a scam to take your money with carbon taxes. But I'm going to give you the long view of this. We're human beings. We exhale carbon dioxide. If that's the problem, then okay, we're the problem. That's coming down the road. Okay, so that means, if you want to be honest, eugenics, euthanasia, lower the human population, because once you get rid of all the excess, you know, industrial version of it, you're left with us. And those of us who can least afford and have little knowledge of how to defend ourselves are going to be the ones on the hook. Let's be honest. This show talks about truth. It's not pretty. It's not nice sometimes. But if you can't know what the problem is, you can't defend yourself against it. If you want to be a victim, that's on you. But at least you can have the knowledge to make a choice to be a victim, as opposed to somebody telling you how they know what's best for you. They have contempt for you. If you're reading any WikiLeaks, you should realize that by now. I think one of those Podesta emails talks about how she can't stand the little American people, the Midwestern people, American values kind of thing. That's true. Gruber told us. They think we're stupid, and thank God we're stupid, because we wouldn't be able to pull this off unless they were.
You know, have you ever watched her when she's going on stage and stuff, and somebody comes up and gives her a hug and all this? If you watch her facial expressions, it's like, you're touching me. Let's get this over with as quick as we can and get away from me. And she treats, you know, which she doesn't like anybody.
She likes money.
I think Trump hit it on the head the other night in the debate when he said, you know, she has a lot of hatred in her heart. And I'm not even sure she has one, but...
But see, that's what they do. Just look at her language. She superimposed that on him. Your dark heart, you know what... It's... She's trying to tell us what his motivations are, but her actions bear out what she's saying that he's thinking. It's really subtle, and yet it's right in your face. And people who are driven by emotion, who've already decided that he's a bad person, that's who it speaks to. But there's never been a time that I've heard her say in this recent campaign, if probably ever, what she says and what she means are two different things. And she will do what she say what she has to say to get what she wants. She wants a single payer healthcare system. She's always wanted that. That's what Hillary Care is. And I've said it a few weeks ago. Obamacare is a stepping stone to Hillary Care. Hillary Care means not only will you not have a choice of an insurance company, Medicaid or Medicare is what they want to roll out, but your doctor will lose their choice in how they treat you. Once you're in a system, and Loudon has if you go on YouTube, he does a speech, which I think he just distilled it. If the government runs a system where there's a finite amount of money and resources, you become a liability. If you are a private entity, that is a resource. And so you want to try to do what you need to do to make your customer happy, to get more to come into your business, because they're your lifeblood. It's a difference. It's an abundance system versus one that's driven by a lack of abundance and rationing, because somebody's going to decide whether you're worth the liability or not. And that means if you don't pay taxes because you're coming towards retirement or you're too young to pay taxes, those two ends of the spectrum are the first to go, because you can't get money from them. And the liability rate outweighs their potential. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. George. Join me Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock for Medicine on Call. On Medicine on Call, we talk about more than medicine. It's about how to take control of your mind, body, and spirit.
Obamacare is failing. We all know that, but you need to know why and what you can do to get us back on the right track. Visit us at ObamacareWatch.org. This is Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. Join us at ObamacareWatch.org.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care.
Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, let's break down the tax side of this now, because we were talking about that in the break. If you really think about this from a realism perspective, if you get taxed at 65%, and that's going to be everybody above $250,000, which is not rich, that's two people working or a small business. That means that group of people are going to be on the hook for a heck of a lot more money coming out of their bottom line. But it's not just the businesses, it's also payroll taxes. That means everybody who's working. They don't tell you this. They just make it sound like, Warren Buffett and that crew are going to be paying more. They're going to be paying their fair share. Whatever. They haven't paid anything. They pay zero taxes now. GE, probably Apple, the rest of that section of our population or our economy are not paying anything. And I just lay it out there. Let's just say they did pay it. They'd pay it once and it'd be out of the country. Why would you subject yourself to pay that over and over again? Plus, how could you afford to pay that over and over again? Because you'd be destitute, technically, right? So it doesn't even make sense. It's just class warfare. Because people who are on the lower end of the economic spectrum, who are getting screwed and soaked 24/7, and not the people who don't pay taxes, but the people who ride in the middle class, wherever that means. And I'm sure it goes up to $250,000, $300,000. That's not a lot of money when you start talking about taxation. Property, federal, local, you're paying big bucks. And as a small business, if you're a corporation, you're paying double taxes. Payroll, individual, corporate, it all the same. I mean, they make it sound like Donald Trump just screwed the system. He didn't. He played the game. Good on him if he had the means to figure out how to get a deduction. Everybody does it. That's the American way, frankly.
You couldn't survive in business.
No.
By not taking advantage of any place that you can take advantage of. They're not loopholes.
No, it's a taxation.
A loophole is something they've omitted or whatever. If it's in black and white and you say, I can do it this way and write off X amount, that ain't a loophole. That's
the law.
The law.
And if he's right, if you don't like it, then you should change it. There's nothing wrong with following the letter of the law. I'm a business owner.
But then it's like my accountant. And it's like what you were talking about with medicine. Accountants now have gotten to the point that they subscribe to services. There's no one accountant. My son's a CPA, and he specializes. But like he's, there's no way in hell that any one person can know 70,000 pages of regulations.
No.
You're one of the smartest ladies I know, and you can't do it. It's impossible.
Well, that's the point. You make it as hard as you possibly can so that it's just a mess, just like the healthcare system. You write these long, rooms full of pages of regulations. And as Dr. Singleton said, a law and a regulation are two different things. So the regulations can change on a daily basis depending on what they decide to screw with you next. That's a joke. Make it a flat tax if you're going to do it. Tax everybody at the same rate. I think, let's look at the two platforms. Because, again, it's not about being emotional. It's about looking at the facts. I've actually gone to both websites. How many people out there have done that? They just get told what they're being told, and trust me, this is what it means. They're stupid if you think that. I'm looking at it. This is my only thing that I'm looking at. Am I better off now than I was 8 years ago? I am not. And anybody who's going to continue down the same path and double down is not for me, period. But let's look at the taxes. If Donald Trump is saying if you make $50,000 or less, you will not be taxed, how the hell is that helping the rich? But that's what they want you to think. 65% taxation, increased payroll taxes, death tax, so you can't leave your wealth to your family because the government's going to take more of it. That's unacceptable. And his, on the healthcare side alone, he wants a health savings account that you can put money into as if it's a piggy bank. If, God forbid you pass away, that health savings account can be passed to your loved one as wealth. Which part of that don't you get unless you're hell-bent on destroying the system? Or you're so deluded that it's all about winning at all costs because your horse is in the race. Well, you're not going to win down the road. After, God forbid, this becomes a Clinton administration, you're not going to have alternative media. You're not going to have an internet that's free and fair because you're going to get censored if you actually speak your mind, or you're going to have trolls calling you all sorts of names when you actually stick your head up and complain about something. This administration is pretty bad, but this pales in comparison to what we're going to see if this comes out.
You know, I've often thought, particularly recently, that the Obama administration was just laying the groundwork, and that's when he and Hillary shook hands and said, okay, well, I'll go in. If you come in with Hillary care, we know where that goes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lay the groundwork, and then I'm going to support you no matter what. And, you know, and he has. And, you know, shown that with the Department of Justice and everything else. It's just, you know, we talk, and I know my listeners. But the sad part is, it's the person that is on welfare or the person that doesn't care makes their... They don't even have to be on welfare. They make their $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year, and they live... They don't have any ambition to do anything, yet they have the money to go and buy another joint. And they don't. They want Hillary to win because they want free medical care. They think everything's free, and they have the right to vote.
If it were only that group of people that you just described, we wouldn't be in this situation. It's not just that group of people.
Oh, no.
It's the people who are educated, college educated, and by the way, it's like 5-1 liberal professors versus conservative professors. They're indoctrinated from the time they're little. I'm sure that the progressives want, the child care, but having your kid in school from the time they can walk, basically. That's all in a means.
Common Core and all that stuff.
All that stuff is just indoctrination. So you have people who work against their own interests. If you are a gay person, there is no way you can support Hillary Clinton because she wants to have people come into the country who believe in Sharia law. Sharia law means if you're gay, you should die. And they do it in Saudi Arabia and these countries. They throw people off roofs. They cut their heads off based on the fact that they're gay. Women are chattel in a system like this. How can any feminist want to have a system that encourages this or allows people to come in who believe this? At some point, you're going to have enough people in a system, whether they be from socialized countries, socialized in terms of government paying for everything, or the jihad, people who believe in Sharia. And they ask the people in Europe what they really thought. Moderate Muslims, they think Sharia is good. They would rather have Sharia than the British law. They said this. This is a poll. This is not a game. So when you start talking about diversity, diversity is a great thing, but you have to have some common point where everybody hangs together. And certain things are not compatible. Even George Soros has said it. Read his stuff. He wants people coming into the country who are not compatible with American values for a reason, because it promotes violence, dissension, strife, And what happens in that situation? The government becomes more militarized, and they get tougher on control. That's what they want. They want the government to have as much power as possible to control the entire situation from cradle to grave, and this is their means to put it online, because people will beg for the government to help them after you're in a situation where you can barely pump gas without getting shot, or having somebody workplace violence you, you know, or God knows what else is coming down the pipe, but this is all manufactured. We need to stop playing the game and falling into the trap. Whether you're black, you know, gay, Latino, Asian, I don't care what you are, we're all American. That's really what people should be saying. And we don't have a country if we don't have a share a same similar value system. That really means that everybody should live as they're allowed to, as they want to live, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. You should be able to say what's on your mind and not be muzzled by somebody saying that it's hate speech and microaggression and you hurt my feelings. That should not be legislated into a crime. And that's what the UN has done. They're doing it in England. They've done it in France. If you speak your mind and you hurt someone's feelings, you will be arrested. Germany, too, on their Facebook. You can't speak about Muslim. You can't say anything negative about it. It's a crime. That is a UN-driven law, mandate, whatever you want to call it. And we signed on to that via Kerry, just like we signed on to the Small Arms Treaty, which Congress had nothing to do with, as usual. What are they doing all day? Just raising money? That's the sad part. We've been sold out by our government and those members of our Congress, and I'm for anybody who's going to change that system. Apparently, Bernie Sanders wasn't serious about it, and I'm not interested in communism or socialism, so he was out of my book. Gary Johnson's a joke, who's there for running kind of distraction to try to take votes from, this is funny part too, he was taking votes from Clinton. Then he came out with the Aleppo thing, and he looked crazy as hell, and they tried to put a kibosh on him because he was taking votes from the wrong person. It's a manufactured, you know, system that's designed to keep the game running with fake opposition. Uniparty is what it really is. And I'm looking for an outsider who's going to break up the system. And Trump is pretty, he's a shrewd person. And he did say something at the beginning, which I actually took to heart. I was in the system. I know how it works. And I know how to beat it. You know, I think people need to think about it that way instead of getting caught up on, is he nice? Is he saying mean things? I don't care about mean things. I care about action. And mean things and being sensitive at this point might mean the end of us as a country. I want you to think about that, and hopefully you'll go to website and look at Trevor Loudon's YouTube videos and get Enemies Within and start taking control of your own mind. That's the key here. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine on Call, and I'll be back next week.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.